From the AP, a Mexican diplomat says a Texas sheriff told him he stood by a traffic sting that led to the arrest of 14 illegal aliens near a Hispanic neighborhood, many of whom were later deported. The sheriff of Bastrop County has said the June stops had nothing to do with immigration and that his deputies never asked about citizenship, but one person arrested told Mexican officials he was directly asked, and others said deputies inquired where they were born or if they had a U.S.-issued identification, according to Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez, Mexico's general counsel in Austin. Whether police are asking about citizenship during routine stops is being closely watched by advocates in the wake of Texas' new sanctuary cities ban, which the Trump administration has lauded and the ACLU attorneys have called the toughest of its kind in the U.S. Okay, and so what? Number one, the sanctuary cities ban did not confer on law enforcement any new right to ask about citizenship. They already had that right and exercised it when appropriate. The ban prevents local jurisdictions from taking away that pre-existing tool from law officers. Number two, if stopped in Mexico, they ask for your papers and check your visa, and if you don't have it, they arrest you. The Mexican diplomat needs to explain Mexico's much more severe immigration laws before he insinuates that Bastrop deputy sheriffs are somehow out of line. As for the ACLU, well, it can go jump in a lake, preferably a highly polluted one in Mexico, and dodge the narco traffickers while they're at it. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with this commentary and more at prattontexas.com.